From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Graham. David Lombardo reports in the Albany Times Union that just as the New York Times was endorsing him for re-election, Governor Andrew Cuomo talked with the Capital District newspaper to make his case against actor Cynthia Nixon in the September 13th primary election. Cuomo told the Times Union editorial board on September 4th, and I quote, "Are there other things that we need to do? Yes. Are there things that I would have liked to do but I couldn't get done? Yes. But have we moved the ball ahead remarkably? Yes." End quote. Talking over an hour without mentioning either Nixon or Republican Mark Molinaro, Cuomo said, and I quote, "I brought an unprecedented focus to upstate New York." End quote. The governor touted the 4.3% upstate unemployment rate, legalization of same-sex marriage, a paid family leave program, and minimum wage increases as his accomplishments. On ethics, though, Cuomo has been all talk. Leaders of both legislative branches of both parties and several Cuomo aides have been indicted for corruption recently. Every year, Cuomo promises to clean up Albany, and every year, nothing gets passed. The newspaper reminded Cuomo in the interview that in November 2016, after the arrest of then SUNY Polytechnic Institute President Aylin Calorius on bid rigging charges, Cuomo said his campaign would stop taking donations from companies seeking state contracts through the request for proposal process. Now he says, and I quote, "I don't even remember the issue to tell you the truth," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. Sarah Tafton of Columbia Green Media reports that several large cooling towers weighing over 1 million pounds made their way down the Hudson River September 4th, headed to Bridgeport, Connecticut. The towers, headed to the PSE&G power plant there, left the port of Coeymans and slowly passed Hudson and Catskill, traveling at 6.5 knots. For Carver Companies in Coeymans, this is the fifth trip down the Hudson River for cooling towers produced at the Albany County Port. The port of Coeymans can produce such large items because it has so much room for assembly and shipment. Carver Company's project manager Josh Kowalski said, and I quote, "We have 400 acres for laydown and deep water docks to unload heavy cargo, and we're accustomed to making heavy things," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Carlin in the Albany Times Union reports New York schools opened this week with enrollment numbers expected to be at an all-time low since the early 1970s. Last year, there were 2.6 million students in state public schools. There were 3.5 million in the early 70s and 2.9 million for the 1999-2000 year. A fiscally conservative government watchdog group, the Empire Center, released a report September 4th outlining the decline. The report notes that New York's enrollment fell by 10%, while nationally pupil count has risen 7%. Most of the student numbers drop has come in upstate schools, according to the report, which noted several elementary school closings recently in Columbia and Greene counties. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. William J. Kimball in the Daily Freeman reports that local schools will be full of children this week as summer break ends. Local officials hope with hundreds of buses carrying thousands of children over tens of thousands of miles each day, local drivers are patient. Ontaora Transportation Director Nicole Summer said, and I quote, "Drivers are not happy that buses are on the road. People are anxious to get to work. They don't want to get stuck behind a school bus stopping. An issue becomes that they want to get out in front of the school bus, and the school bus is 30,000 pounds, and it takes the length of a football field to stop from 55 miles an hour," end quote. Parents should check with schools to see if there are new bus routes. Kingston Transportation Director Judy Falcon said, and I quote, "We ask the kids to be at their stops 10 minutes before their scheduled pickup time. It could be dark for some bus stops, so we ask for motorists to really be watching for students who are waiting for buses," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.